A Rock Concert for India by Patricia Chapin. Published by Cambridge University Press. This recording is copyrighted.
Chapter 1. Friends at the Mall. Monique is 12. She's in 6th grade. She's cute and friendly and has a lot of friends. She also has a lot of cool things. A new cell phone, an MP3 player, video games, and a lot of pretty t-shirts and shoes. Her best friends are Roberto and Kathy. They talk on their cell phones every day. On Saturday, they go to the mall. Their favorite store is the music store with all the new electric guitars. Sometimes they meet their friends Jason and Jen at the mall, and they have lunch at their favorite cafe. They have pizza or nice big sandwiches. The five friends love rock music. They're in a cool rock band together. It's fun. Monique is the singer. Sometimes they play their music after school. They love it. Chapter 2. Monique's new e-pal. They're all good students at school. Kathy likes history, Roberto likes math, and Jason and Jen love PE. Monique's favorite subjects are geography, science, and English. She likes her geography teacher, Mr. Martin. He's really nice. He's smart, too. He knows a lot about other countries. One day, Mr. Martin writes on the board, "Homework project. Email a student in another country." He then writes on the board, "Brazil, Colombia, England, Japan, India, and some names and email addresses under each country. Then next month, write about the country and your e-pal," says Mr. Martin. The students are excited. Monique chooses an e-pal, Tarun, from India. At home, Monique looks at a world map. "Ah, here's India," she says. She sits down at her computer and emails her new e-pal. "Hi, Tarun. My name is Monique. I'm in 6th grade. At our school, we have math, English, history, PE, music, Spanish, geography, art, and science classes. We speak English in our home. I'm an only child. On the weekend, I like to go to the mall and to the movies with my friends. Please write back, Monique." The next morning, Monique checks her email. There's an email from Tarun. She eats an apple and reads his email. "Dear Monique, thank you for your email. I'm very happy that you wrote to me. My favorite classes are geography, science, and English. Can you speak Hindi? I speak Hindi at home with my grandparents. We live in a city near Agra. The Taj Mahal is in Agra. It's beautiful. I play cricket. It's a popular sport in India. And I like Indian movies. The actors sing and dance. They're great. Write back soon, Tarun." Monique is excited. She emails Tarun. "Hi, Tarun. Thank you for your email. I can't speak Hindi, but I can speak Spanish. We don't really play cricket here. Baseball, basketball, and soccer are popular. I'm in a rock band with my friends. I'm the singer. Are there any rock bands in India? Bye, Monique." The next day, in Tarun's email, there are photos of his family. He has 2 brothers and 1 sister. They have a nice house near a big park. There are also some photos of the beaches in India. Goa is his favorite place for a vacation. Monique loves Tarun's photos. She has a lot of photos too, but they're not on her computer. She has a camera, but it's old. She needs a digital camera. Chapter 3, A Big Problem. 2 days later, Monique, Roberto, and Kathy are at the mall. Monique says, I need a digital camera. Let's look in the electronics store, says Kathy. In the store, Roberto says, Look at all these cool cameras. This one is really great, says Kathy. Monique looks at the digital cameras. They're expensive. That's okay, Monique says. I can do chores for my family and save some money. Then I can buy a camera. That night, Monique cleans the living room and dining room. It's not easy. She's tired, but she's happy. 2 weeks later, Monique, Roberto, and Kathy meet at the mall again. Monique has money from her chores. She's excited. At the electronics store, Roberto says, Look at the TV! Your ePal is from India, right? Monique looks at the big TV screen. There's a flood in India, and a lot of houses are underwater. Oh no! That's terrible! Says Kathy. Hurry! Says Monique. Let's go to an internet cafe. I need to email Tarun. At the internet cafe, Monique writes an email to Tarun. Are you okay? Please write soon. The friends have sandwiches, but Monique doesn't want to eat. When Monique gets home, there's an email waiting for her from Tarun. My family and I are fine. We are lucky. Our house is okay. But a lot of houses are underwater. It's a mess. People need help. They need food and other things. I don't need a new camera, Monique thinks. There are charities in India. They need my money instead. Chapter 4, Monique's Great Idea. The next day at school, Monique tells her geography class about the flood. Mr. Martin has an idea. Today's class is about India, he says. Think about things we can do to help the people there. Well, the charities need food and money, says Monique. You have a rock band, Monique, says a classmate. Have a concert. Yes, says another friend. In the school auditorium. Mr. Martin listens. Great idea, he says. Monique tells her band the idea after school. Okay, they say. Let's do it. Monique and the other band members make a big poster. It's October 12th and the band has the concert. The auditorium is really crowded. The students dance and sing along to their favorite songs. The music is really good. It's a great concert, Mr. Martin says. The band plays their last song. It's a new song, Help the World. Everyone cheers. Then Mr. Martin says, We have $950. That's great. Thank you, says Monique. She's really happy. Chapter 5, Money for India. In the next class, Mr. Martin goes on the internet and sends the money from the concert to an Indian charity. After school, Monique writes an email to Tarun about the concert and the money. There's an email from Tarun the next day. Dear Monique, Thank you so much. The money is a big help. Your friend, Tarun. On Saturday, at the mall, Monique and her friends meet and have sodas. Look at Tarun's email, she says. They are all very happy. Concerts are fun, Roberto says. So, let's have another concert, Kathy says. Great idea. Says Jason. And look, we can send photos to Tarun this time, Monique says. She has a new camera. It's a present from her mom and dad. 2 weeks later, Tarun's email has good news and photos. They're of his city. Many families have food and water, but they still need new houses. At band practice, Monique says, "Let's have a concert every month for a charity. We can help a lot of people." "Okay," her friends say. For her geography project, Monique writes about Tarun, the flood in his city, and the concert. She's excited. She knows her project is good. Mr. Martin reads her project to the class. "You all know about India now, and there are some happy families in India, thanks to all of you." Monique is happy with her project, but she's really happy for her new friend Tarun. And now she knows she can help people.